Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
I'm Emily Winter, a writer, comedian, and your host of Comedians with Ghost Stories. Everybody, I hope you're having a spooky but not murdery holiday. Today is technically the final and 13th episode of Comedians with Ghost Stories, and it's a really good one. I hope you've been enjoying this series. It was a fun experiment. It took a lot of time and effort. I think if you're still listening, you probably have been liking it. So actually, there are four ways that you can support the podcast, and I'm going to tell you them right now like a public radio announcer. Number one is you can support the podcast monetarily. I'm not using Patreon because I wouldn't want you to have to pay $1 a month indefinitely for something that's a limited series podcast, which is why I'm just taking donations through Venmo. My Venmo is at Emily-Winter. And honestly, if everyone who listens to this podcast Venmoed me $2, it would not only pay for my Podomatic Pro account, which I had to upgrade to, but it would also just make the time, energy, and effort that I've put into this kind of worth it. If you have $2 to spare, send it to Emily-Winter, and I will really appreciate that. The second thing you can do is if you're in the New York City area, you can come to our live show tonight. It's Comedians with Ghost Stories at Caveat on the Lower East Side. Tickets are $13 if you get them at caveat.nyc. There are 5 storytellers, 3 of whom have been on the podcast, and 2 have not aired, so they'll be new surprise stories. The third thing you can do, you can follow me at Emily MC Winter on Twitter and Instagram so that we can stay in touch. I really like to be in touch with people that like the same things that I do, so that when you do projects in the future, I do projects in the future, we can more easily find each other, and that would be really wonderful. And the fourth thing you can do is to rate and review the podcast on iTunes, which I know is a boring thing you hear at the end of every podcast or the beginning, but it does help people find the podcast. And if people are looking for spooky stories even after Halloween, they'll be able to do it if you rate and review it. Oh, that sounded so nice. Anyway, thank you so much for listening and being supportive and downloading the podcast. I've had a blast doing this. It's been a lot of work, but it's been really fun. And we have a little bonus episode coming out tomorrow. So if you just have a Halloween hangover and just need a little bit more, I do too. It's kind of a funny episode, but it's still a story about a haunted house. Anyway, today's episode is really wonderful. A comedian who was in town from Chicago came to my apartment and told me about the time that she was on a haunted reality show. So I'm just so pumped about this. Anyway, thank you so much and enjoy the podcast.
Today on the podcast, I have Stephanie Weber from Chicago.
Hello, the very famous.
So somebody tagged you on my Facebook post.
Yeah, it's true.
So you must have a really good one.
Yeah, well, I do talk about it sometimes on stage, but I was on a ghost hunting reality show.
What?
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was called Haunted USA.
Okay.
And, you know, I never signed an NDA and it was canceled. So I'm pretty sure I can talk about Great. It all the time. But
I've
and also
a lot
fun.
Of NDAs and I just talk about it anyway.
Yeah. I'm like,
nobody's caught me so far.
Also, for a show that was truly canceled after like 3 episodes, it's like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Why
right.
would you hate this? Yeah, it was like a Travel Channel show. And a friend of mine, he was like dating one of the producers, mm-hmm. and she wanted people that liked ghosts and would be funny on camera, and they were looking for duos and couples and stuff. And so he thought of me and my boyfriend at the time to be on it. And I don't know why. I mean, I do really like ghost stuff, but I was kind of like, do I talk about it that much? You know, and he like,
yeah, why did they think of you?
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, thank you. But yeah, so then I had to like make a, you know, make like a self tape, if you will, and send that in. And then they said, yeah. And they flew us out to beautiful Buffalo, New York's
wow.
beautiful Buffalo. And from there we drove to middle of nowhere, and they didn't tell us where we were going. And I really thought like, this is Travel Channel. This is just going to be, I don't know. I thought we were going to like walk through a haunted graveyard or something like okay. that. Like, I didn't think it would be intense. They Can did I- say we would spend the night in a haunted hotel though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can I ask what you had to do for a self-tape for to be on a ghost show?
Yeah, they we just talked about ourselves and like what we thought about ghosts. Okay. Literally, we're just like, we believe in ghosts. And I remember saying on the tape, like, I do believe in ghosts, but I've never seen one because I think I'm like kind of too thirsty for it. You know?
That's how I am.
Yeah? Yeah? So have you never seen a ghost?
Well, this is, I mean, so no, but then I've been recording all these podcasts. You're the last one that I'm recording.
Hello.
And my husband and I, who also has never seen a ghost, have been having really weird stuff happening. So we saged last night.
Oh my God. Do you think that all the talk has brought in the ghosts?
Yeah, I think every I've been like ghost? inviting ghosts. So we were like, all right, let's just do this so we can sleep.
Yeah. Well, how long have you lived here?
4 years.
So, okay. So you would know if it was haunted by now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 One of my favorite games to do is when I go into someone's house for the first time, I just go, ooh, this is haunted.
And then see how they react.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, I'm just kidding. But like, they'll always think about it. That's really so funny. It's a trick. Everyone should play it. You won't be invited anywhere again. But yeah, so as we were like at the hotel that we were staying at, not the haunted hotel. These are two different days, two different locations. Then they told us where we were going to go. They're like, we're going to drive you to Rolling Hills Asylum. And the ghost hunters were on it, I guess. And then they drove us out. And, like, they were all setting up as the sun was setting because we had to go in at night, you know. And the crew was being weird. Like, the crew was like, we got to get out of here. Like, we got to do this as fast as possible. Because they were trying to, you know, put mics and stuff in there.
Okay.
In the building. And then I asked the question. I was like, well, how long are we in there and stuff like that? Like, who's following us in and all that stuff? And the producer was like, no, you have a handheld camera and you guys are just in there by yourselves. Yeah. And he's like, that's why we're like setting up all the mics and everything. And he's like, one of the sound guys will be like in the stairwell, but it's just you three in the building, basically.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's freaky. Were you scared?
Yeah. Because as the sun was going down and down and down and down, this big imposing asylum was just like standing, and it's like there was nothing around. It was this asylum on this like kind of hill, so it looked like really scary. It looked like traditionally asylum scary.
Yeah.
And it was just huge. And the woman that was like in charge of it, or the ward of it, whatever, we talked to her beforehand, and it was kind of funny because she kept kind of like, I felt like she was trying to like pitch her having her own show to them.
That's so funny.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, all these crazy things happen. I mean, like, I can do this, you know, and talking to them. And they were like, yeah, we'll talk to somebody about it. But we just talked to her. And then she was like, okay, you guys first have to go downstairs to the morgue.
What?
And then from there, you guys can go wherever you want. So we had to go to the morgue first.
Nope.
All the lights are off also.
So did you just have a flashlight?
We have, they were like, you have a flashlight, use it for the stairs, but like, don't use it too much because it like wards away the spirits, basically.
Yeah. So you're just like wandering around in the dark?
Yeah, with like the light of the camera.
Oh my God.
Of like
God.
The video. And it's like a video camera from like 2003 is the feel of it, you know? And I remember being like, how long do you guys want us in there? And he's like, I don't know, like an hour and a half. And I'm like, it's too long. You know? So we go to the morgue, and it was scary. Obviously, it was a morgue. But I was like shaking when we went down there. I really didn't think I would be scared. And it was instantly like, this is absolutely terrifying.
And how was your boyfriend?
He was trying to put on a brave face, but he definitely was also scared. Mm-hmm. And also they were like, one of you has to lay down on the morgue table. Because they're like, people feel things when they're on the morgue table. I'm like, duh, they feel things on the morgue table.
This is so scary.
Isn't this awful? So then he laid on the morgue table. I didn't. And he did say it felt like needles.
What?
And there was, they had all these things, that, like these ghost triggers all over the place. Like a lot of these like famous haunted places will have this. So it's like in the children's ward, they had an open book, like an open storybook. And also we had like ghost equipment with us. We had like the EKG meter or whatever you call it. And like we read from the book out loud, and that thing went off the charts. It was crazy.
Oh my God.
So stuff like that. And so in the morgue, they had, for some reason, they had hanging it was a suit on a hanger, was hanging from something. And it like kept turning.
What?
With us. And I guess it's on purpose. I don't know. But it kept turning with us. It was weird. It's hard to describe it, but it was really strange. And so then we went went upstairs, and they told us, when they told us where we were going, I like briefly researched it.
Okay.
But I wasn't able to research that much, but a lot of people see like shadows in there and shadow people, which are very like negative energies, you know? And so we're walking down this hall and I see like a shadow of like a 6 foot tall man who's pacing back and forth at the end of the hallway.
Did your boyfriend also see it?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. And so like we're looking at the end of the hallway and there were these like double doors with windows at the end of the hallway. And he's behind the doors. And he's pacing back and forth. And you can see it. You can see him pacing back and forth.
Oh, my God. I'm getting chills.
It was really scary. And then afterwards, I said that. And they were like, oh, did anyone tell you about that beforehand? And I was like, no, I just know that some people see shadows. And they said that that particular room, that was like a guy stayed there who, like, I think it was something like he was in there and he was really, really angry because his wife died on the outside or whatever and he wasn't there for her or something. Mm-hmm. And so that's someone that everyone sees. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. But like we're walking around and there's at one point there is like a teddy bear leaning against the wall in the hallway. And we were
so scary.
We literally were just like, that's weird. Like, we didn't think it was that weird. We were like, that's just like a weird thing as a teddy bear in the middle of the hallway. And we were like walking around, smelling weird smells, feeling weird cold spots, like all, you know, seeing the shadow person, feeling the children in the room. And at one point, and we like come back around and the teddy bear had moved.
Oh my God. Where did it move to?
It was just like not on the wall anymore. It was weird. It was just like, but we thought it was more like, oh, that's just strange. Mm-hmm. And even it was kind of close to the stairwell. Mm-hmm. And we were a little bit like, did the sound guy do it?
Move it? Yeah.
Because then when they edited the episode, like all of the stuff with like the shadow person in the morgue, like none of that is in there, but the teddy bear is in there. And so they just edited us being so scared of the teddy bear, which is not really what happened.
Oh my God.
But I mean, it is scary. So
wait, so this never aired?
It did air.
Oh,
yeah,
it did air.
It did air. You could probably find it on like Daily Motion or something like that, or travelchannel.com. I don't know. But yeah. So, and at one point I kept hearing like footsteps above us. And when we came out and did our little like confessional at the end of it, I said that like, it's so weird that I kept hearing footsteps on the roof. That was so weird. And then they were like, oh, that actually there's a third floor. And you kept hearing footsteps on the third floor. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was a third floor. And so they were like, oh, you guys didn't go up there. And then the director was like, well, now you guys have to retrace your footsteps. And I'm going to go in with a camera to kind of get reaction shots. So do everything you did, and then we'll also go to the third floor.
Oh my God.
And I remember being like, no, like that was so scary.
So you were like, I'm not going back in there.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah you are, because we're good, we need it. Which I just thought was so weird that I was like, because that's the part that felt like disingenuous a little bit, because it's like, now we have to go through it and we know where the scary things are.
Yeah.
But now you're like not scared for the first time kind of thing.
Right.
So we did that, and like we just hated doing it. Like we had to go back down to the morgue, and it was like, I remember him being like, okay, I guess I have to lay on the table again. You know?
And you're just like, I don't want to experience this a second time.
No, we don't want to experience this a second time at all. And I feel like maybe the second time is when we actually saw the teddy bear move, which is why I was also like, I feel like it was done. That was done. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we went up to the third floor. The director's like, okay, let's try it. You guys didn't do it before, but we can do it now. Because they said, oh, the third floor is where the lobotomies happened.
Oh my God, no.
Yeah, so we go up there and it's the worst floor. Like, it's so scary. It's just like feels barren.
Okay.
Yeah, it's barren, but like there are some like medical tools around.
No.
Very American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Feeling up there. And the director was like, instantly, we basically like came up for air from the stairwell on the third floor. And he was instantly like, No, we're going downstairs. I don't want to be up here.
I know.
You're the director of a horror show.
Yes. Like, and the crew kept being scared of things too. But they wouldn't like admit that they were scared. It was kind of like, so the next day we went to a haunted hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when they were setting up during the day, like some people said they saw things during the day.
This is also in Albany?
No, this was in the Catskills somewhere.
Okay.
The hotel was called the Shanley Hotel.
Okay.
And it was really beautiful. I mean, the area was gorgeous. But I guess when the crew was setting up, they just had weird vibes. But they told the producer, like, we need to stay at a real hotel tonight for our, like, mental health. Wow. And I was with the producer and she was reading that email, and I remember her just being like, just why don't they just say they're scared?
Yeah.
She's like, we just say they're scared. Like, I saw she claimed that when they were all setting up, she even like looked up a stairwell and she saw feet go by.
Oh my God.
I know.
And this is supposed to be an empty hotel.
Yeah.
Could you stay in it?
I take that back. The family that owns the hotel now does live there.
Okay.
So I asked the people there, I'm like, so you believe in ghosts, obviously you see them all the time. And the man that lived there was like, yeah, we like coexist. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, I know them. They know me. Sometimes they'll appear. And if they're in my way, I'll just be like, not right now. Go away.
Okay.
And they just respect it, you know?
Wild.
I know, right?
It's so wild how many ghosts are like fine to get yelled at.
Oh, yeah. Literally, like, you're supposed to just ask it to leave or tell it can leave. And the ghost leaves is what I've been told.
That's what we did when we staged our place. We were like, we open the door. Please exit through the rear.
Get on out. Well, I think that the bathroom at my office is haunted.
Oh, my God. Why?
And because you will be in the bathroom and you'll hear, it'll sound like someone else is in the bathroom and no one is.
And that is a place where you're like very sensitive to the feeling of other people there because you're, oh, I don't want to pee or
whatever.
I'm not
going to pee if you're peeing.
Right, you know? Exactly.
So, and someone else said that and when we like moved into that office and I was like, yeah, I've thought since we've gotten here that it was haunted. Wow. And
where's your office?
It's in Wicker Park in Chicago. Cool. I work for Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin?
Yes.
Sí, señor. That is the scariest thing I've ever heard in this. Mr. Skin.
Yeah.
What is Mr. Skin?
It's a website that peels your skin. No, it tells you where in TV shows and movies people are naked. I don't know if you've ever seen Knocked Up and they're trying to make that website.
Yeah.
It's the real competitor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's slightly better than somebody taking your skin off.
Than bones. But really anyway, funny. I like went in there and I was just like telling it can leave. And I kept being like, I hope no one walks in when I'm doing this.
Like, you can go.
You don't have to be here.
Oh my god, did you open the door?
I don't, like, are you supposed to open the door?
I read on the internet when I was saging, that's why we had the doors and the windows open and we were like, here, you have three options to leave.
I didn't know that. We'll see if it happens again,
just open the door, but then you're sending it into the main office.
Yeah, so then I'll have to like chauffeur it out the elevator. I'm like, sure, go into the elevator. Everyone's like, stop.
Anyway, okay, yeah. Haunted hotel.
Haunted hotel. So yeah, the next day we were shipped out to this haunted hotel, drove out there.
Are you regretting doing this show at this point or no? You're still into it.
The asylum was so scary that I was like, I don't know if I can stay the night in a haunted hotel. It was so scary. But the asylum turned out to be way scarier than the hotel.
Okay.
Like it just felt bad. And now that's what I would say is like, you can feel the difference between like an angry or negative spirit and good spirits, because that's how I felt.
Okay.
Like, the asylum, just the energy in that place felt really bad.
Do you feel now that you're more sensitive to feeling energies?
I like to think I am.
Do you feel energy a lot?
I think so.
Okay.
I could just be bullshitting all the time.
No, I mean,
but
I mean, you felt it. So.
Now that I felt that is how I feel. I feel like now that I felt the difference, I feel like I'm like, oh, okay, now I know what that feels like.
You're attuned.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel energy a lot often?
No, probably not often. Yeah. The world is pretty normal.
Yeah.
There are times where I'm like, this area doesn't feel great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said this to my aunt after the show and she was like, well, this runs in the family because your grandfather has claimed that the ghost of a woman follows him his whole life. And this woman is always in the corner of the room, every room he's in, which sounds to me like a neurological disorder. But she told me that. And I was like, I've never heard that in my life. Wow. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
What does that woman want from him?
Is he still alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ever ask him about it?
No, I haven't asked him about it. Because wowie zowie, but
this is the last thing you need is to know that. Yeah. Anyway, I keep getting off topic. Take me back to the hotel.
I'll take you back to the hotel. We'll check in. So yeah, it The hotel was like a lot chiller. Same deal. We had to be there at night. And it was kind of funny because the people that live there, they weren't there for the night. We're the only people staying there for the night.
Okay.
And they put the people that live there in like an actual nice hotel somewhere. And mm-hmm. the next day, like all of them came home and were like, we hated that hotel. Like, I can never stay anywhere else again. Like, you live in a haunted hotel. But we were in there and it was all dark again, all that kind of stuff. But we were kind of like goofing around. Like, it didn't feel so bad. It was just dark. And then at one point we're like going down the stairs and someone comes in and I like, you know, lose my shit, but it was just the director. And he was like, you guys are kind of like laughing too much. So you guys need to like actually be scared. You know, he's like, I know you're having fun, but be scared, you know? So then he leaves, he goes out. And then we like went down to the basement and like heard a door, the basement door slammed, which is another thing that I'm like, because he had just done that, I was like, I feel like that might have been him.
It may have been him or, yeah.
Yeah, but the basement was scary. Like, I do, it was scary. I do remember like feeling weird things in the basement, being like, I don't want to be down here. But we go up, it's one of those classic hotels that like the back of the hotel was a brothel or something like that.
Okay.
So we go up to the back stairwell, which was the brothel. And I was going up the stair first, and the stair had a landing and then more stairs, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm at the landing, and I remember to my right, there was this cute little bench, and I remarked on this cute little bench how sweet and nice this little stair bench is. And then I turned to my left, which is the rest of the stairs, and there's a woman standing. A full apparition is standing at the top of the stairs.
What is she dressed like? What does she look like?
It is, I mean, like classic Victorian. She looks Victorian. I remember that her hair was in a bun.
Uh-huh.
And she had like high cheekbones.
Okay.
Like I could see all of that much. I felt like I could really see her top half and then the bottom kind of like just like
face
disintegrated.
Out.
Yeah, faded out into the black. My God. And I, you know, I see that and I screamed and my boyfriend had the camera. And the camera was trained on the bench because I was just talking about the bench. And so when he went up there and I like looked away and I looked at him and then we looked back and she's not there anymore. So I was the only one that saw it, but there's no one else up there. There's truly no one else because it was just the brothel. It was like that like waiting area and then like two bedrooms.
What was her expression like?
It was just watching.
Okay.
It was truly, and that's how I felt too. Like I could feel that she was just kind of like, who's coming up the stairs?
Yeah.
That is how it felt. And I guess there's like a ghost of a little girl up there sometimes. But I saw that woman and that's who I felt. I felt the woman, you know?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so that was, I mean, I was kind of crazy because I felt like, she looked like a ghost.
Yeah.
You know?
Like she looked like what you think a ghost was like in a movie or something.
Exactly. Exactly. She was kind of whitish and like kind of transparent, but I could see her face.
Yeah.
And yeah, she didn't, it wasn't menacing. It was just, she's just checking
curious.
It out. Just checking us out.
Did she your boyfriend in. See anything?
No.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know how into it he was. Like, he didn't really express if he was as into it or, like, saw or felt a lot of things. I think he was scared in the moment. And then afterwards, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely, like, I was like, no, I saw that ghost. I felt that ghost.
So did you follow her from there?
Well, we went up and there was nowhere to go. I mean, it's just, like, it literally was just
the
like
two rooms.
The two rooms. So I kept thinking she's going to come back. But nothing. We went into the two bedrooms. There was nothing. And then went back down. And then that night we had to stay in the hotel. We had to sleep there.
Oh, no. That would scare me too. Uh-huh. I would not be able to sleep.
I don't think I did sleep. I slept with the covers over my head like the whole night.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. And I don't know really how much I slept. It was really bad night of sleep. Because it's supposed to be like the most haunted room, of course. And
yeah.
People claim to like wake up in the middle of the night and see a ghost at the edge of the bed and stuff like that. So yeah. So I wasn't about to invite that after having seen the ghost already in there. So I didn't. I do remember telling myself, speaking of bathrooms, because like I had to go down the hall to get ready, you know, wash my face, brush my teeth, and everything's black and dark. We're the only ones in there. And I'm thinking like, okay, ghosts don't haunt bathrooms. They don't haunt bathrooms. And I just kept telling myself that.
And like, now you know better.
Bathrooms aren't haunted. Yeah. I had to do that so I could go down there.
Right.
Yeah.
But alone, it's like really scary.
Oh my God. Yeah. And since then, too, I feel like I've seen so many horror movies where someone's like taking a bath and like a ghost comes in, you know, from the drain or something. So now I'm like, oh, Jesus.
They're definitely in there.
That wasn't true.
Whatever it is to get through the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you wake up the next morning,
mm-hmm.
and you feel like shit, probably.
Yeah, I was very much very tired.
And then your boyfriend too, probably?
Yeah, I think so. I think like neither of us really slept well at all.
And then when you leave, do you have to go do a bunch more, like do you have to do confessionals? Yeah, and go back through?
We had to talk to the camera. We had you know, a handheld camera with us, and they were like, when you wake up in the morning, like talk about what you felt and saw. And since like nothing happened to us at the night, really, we just were like, oh, it was scary, it was a bad night of sleep, like,
yeah,
that was kind of it.
Yeah.
and then we drove to New York and flew out of the city like a couple hours later. Yeah, that was
did you get paid for that
show? No, but everything was paid for.
That's kind of fun.
So it was fun. It was like a short 3-day like weird vacation.
Are you happy you did it?
Yeah, I think it's really funny and weird. And I'd always been curious about staying in a haunted hotel or staying mm-hmm. in a haunted place. Like you hear about like the Lizzie Borden house and stuff like that. And I've always wanted to go to some place like that. So I got to do it. I don't know if I would do it again.
Right.
Now that I know what it feels like to sleep in a haunted hotel, I'm not,
like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not wanting to do it again.
Did they have you talk to any like ghost experts or anything like that? Or did they have any on your episode?
Well, we talked to the people that
the owners
kind of owned both places.
Okay.
And they were, both of them were very much like, I know the spirits that live here. They know me. We coexist, which is pretty cool. But I haven't really talked to that many ghost people.
Yeah.
Since then, I'm always curious about their, I know it's like ghost hunter meetups and stuff. And I'm like, God, what do they do? Can I join in? Like, I think you have to buy your own equipment and stuff. But I just want to hear what people have seen, you know?
Right.
Excuse me, especially locally. I mean, I live in Chicago, and Chicago has a ton of haunted places.
Does it? It's so funny. I'm from there, and I don't even know.
Oh, my God. I mean, the fire wiped people right out, the massacres, the different fires. Let's be real. But, yeah, they have, I mean, there's a lot of weird haunted places. I mean, same with New York City. It's just, like, any city that's old.
It's going to be really haunted.
People are going to, yeah, it's going to be haunted.
Starting with your work bathroom. Like,
and then I Googled it, and there was a mysterious death in the building.
Really?
Yeah, there was a mysterious death. I think a woman, I think she fell down the stairs, and it was like, oh, the stairwell is like next to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
What, do you know her name?
You know, I don't remember it. I could find it. Yeah. I know, like, have a little, like, Ouija board situation.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The producer of the show was saying, because they did it in different cities. Like, the whole premise was, like, two people taking a trip
mm-hmm.
to a place that's haunted. It's, okay. like, haunted tourism. And they said, I think it was Salem or New Orleans. It might have been Salem, Massachusetts. They did a Ouija board thing, and they said it was really scary. And I remember them saying that a curtain caught fire during it, and they like shut the whole thing down. They were like, that's enough, we're not doing this anymore.
Oh my god.
I don't know if that aired or like if that's in the episode, because I didn't really like watch the other episodes. I just wanted to see mine.
Oh god. And I want to go watch it now.
I know, but I remember them telling me that, and I was just like, oh my god. And they were all like, you know, a lot of people that do reality TV shows or travel shows, it's like it's just gigging, you know.
Yeah.
Like anything else.
Like they're not experts. The right.
No. And that's why like the crew was so disgruntled, I think, too, because they were like, fuck this haunted show. I mean, this right. sucks.
Just put me back on a dumb reality show or yeah.
I'll do anything else. So it was kind of cool to hear their experiences, too. Like the director kept being like, I didn't really believe in anything until I started doing this show. And now I don't want to do another one. And he's like, I really think things are out there.
That is really heartening to hear in a way, because I know that so many of those shows are like set up. You mm-hmm. know, you hear about ghost shows that are like, it's all fake, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, even mine, it felt like the stuff that they ended up putting in the episode, it did feel like you kind of put stuff in that were like, that felt fake.
Yeah. They like, did, why put in the teddy bear when there was a dude? But it's nice to, I think it's because it's a physical object yeah. that you can show. Like,
and I guess they couldn't see the shadow, I'm assuming. And they did put me seeing the ghost in there.
Oh, cool.
Even though you can't see the ghost, they saw my reaction. So it's like, I get to like kind of cry on camera, which is chill. That was my reaction. I was just like, oh my God.
What happened after it aired? Did anyone reach out to you?
No, there was a woman on Twitter that, I mean, like no one watched this show, but there was a woman on Twitter who was complaining because every like duo in each episode just kind of had one segment, but we had two segments. So we had two different locations and everyone else just kind of had one. And she was complaining like, why are these two back? And yeah.
Oh my god, that's so such a Twitter thing.
Exactly. And like my boyfriend at the time got into like a Twitter fight with her basically because he was like kind of trolling her. And then I think she sent him a message or something. They sent each other a message to be like, hey, like he was like, I'm just kind of trolling you. I'm just joking. Like, yeah. This is just like, I don't know. I was just on this. I'm not like a ghost expert.
Yeah.
And she was like a ghost fan, you know? So she's like, there's so many like cooler haunted places and like everyone should experience these things. And then she like gave him recommendations for if he's ever in the area again, check out these different haunted places.
He's like, no, I'm good, I'm fine, yeah, I'm not gonna do this.
So I mean, you know what, they ended up being friends. No.
So I ask this of every guest, because it's Comedians with Ghost Stories. What do you think the scariest thing in comedy is?
Scariest thing in comedy? I mean, a lot of times it's just like other comedians are terrifying. I mean, a lot of other comedians are, I mean, so I've met some of the weirdest people of my life doing comedy that I'm like, especially, I mean, you know, people get weeded out, granted, you know, mm-hmm. So a lot of the craziest people you've ever met are, who knows where they are now, but, You do meet some real wackos and you're like, why does this invite them?
Dude, it's sort of like reminds me of ghost stuff because it is a weirdness magnet.
It is.
There's a lot of really strange brains in comedy.
And like a lot of people that have a lot of untreated like mental illness and things like that it's scary to deal with because you're just like, is this enabling you or helping you?
Right.
You know?
Both? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I never know. And there's so many people that I'm like, I really just think you should not do this right now. Like, come back when you're feeling better. But, you know, you can't, like, make those decisions for anybody. So you're just hanging out at an open mic with someone who seems like they might just kill everyone. They're one heckle away from murder, you know? Yeah,
totally, totally. Open mics are one of the scariest places.
Yeah, yeah, truly.
And what is something that you'd like to plug, either something that you've done or are going to do in comedy that you are proud of?
I write a lot. I mean, I have a lot of writing out there. You can check out my website, stephaniewebberwrites.com. Do a bad movie podcast with a comedian named Ian Erickson. And it's called Punching Up, and we punch up bad movies. We do a lot of movies from the 2000s. So now I consider ourselves experts on movies from the early 2000s.
That's a great idea for a podcast, and I rarely say that.
Yeah, it's really fun. I've definitely watched some movies that I like I've never seen before from that era that like I remember seeing the trailers and then I just didn't bother to watch it, and so now I'm watching it.
What a great writing exercise though.
Oh yeah, it's super fun. And he's very funny. So we have that. If you want to watch some movies, I'll tell you, The Hot Chick, not so bad.
All right. Never saw it, honestly. Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt. I never saw The Hot Chick. We watched Hot Chick and White Chicks recently. Mm-hmm. White Chicks, terrible.
Okay.
Can't stomach it at all. Like it was like bad and gross. But The Hot Chick was weirdly like it was kind of heartfelt in a way that I did not expect.
Wait, who's in that?
Rob Schneider.
Oh my god.
As the hot chick, the titular hot chick.
That's awesome. Where can people find you online?
I am at Steph_Eloise on Twitter and Instagram, and that's my beautiful handle.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Emily.